maybe you could just give me a quick rundown. I know it's gone up to 200 acres.
Sure. So we still have a number of people out there, probably anywhere between 180 to 200 people assigned to the fire working it. We have a lot of air resources, a lot of helicopters, our air attack plane, the heavy tankers, the very large air tankers that we call VLATs. So we're throwing a lot of air resources at this just to make sure that we can try to get it a control line around it. The latest acreage that we got about 20 minutes ago was roughly 200 acres. So you can see how quickly this stuff moves from 5 acres to 200 in just a matter of a short time span. So hopefully this is something we'll be able to get around. But if not, and if it moves beyond a certain point, which we should know in about an hour or two, we'll have to call in an emergency management team, but we're not there yet.
Can you describe the nature of this fire? You said it's really fast moving. This kind of seems to be the worst day that something like this could go up. It's hot and windy out there.
Yeah, you know, we've had somewhat of a mild summer, you know, and people, we kind of take that for granted, and we think that we're kind of out of the woods, excuse the pun, for, you know, not having a fire season. But this is kind of a great example of what can happen even when we have mild summer. And yeah, it has moved quickly, but that has a lot to do with the weather and the topography. You know, in the area that it's in, it's burning a lot of ponderosa pine that's thick in that area. And then, you know, it's going to burn up very quickly as far as an angle goes. And that's the kind of country that it's in. It's rather rugged. And so you couple that with the wind, and it's blowing pretty good up there today. It might seem kind of mild for us on the ground, but once you get up into that higher elevation and those higher areas, it's stronger. So it's going to push the fire fairly quickly, and you can kind of see that from how the smoke is going.
I saw just a little bit ago that the flames were actually starting to burn downhill. Was that just my eyes playing tricks with me, or is that what's going on?
No, that's absolutely possible. I mean, that happens all the time. We have fires that, from their point of origin, will actually back up. It's not always just a point of origin and then forward from that point, wherever the wind's blowing. A lot of wildfires do backing, and they back downhills as well. So it just depends on what kind of fuels are in that area and what the wind is doing in that area. But absolutely, it's something that can change course very quickly. And that's the danger that, you know, our firefighters face when they get out there on the ground, is making sure that everybody is aware of where they are, and others know where they are, and that there's a lot of communication, so that if a fire does change direction, we won't have our folks caught in a dangerous situation.
Any word on any containment yet?
No word on containment. That probably won't come till much later. But this is, you know, still new and it's still developing. So hopefully our air resources will help knock this down quite a bit, as well as all the crews that we have out there right now.
The Dry Lake Hills area has been thinned very heavily in the last several months. Is there any sense of how that helped or did it?
Don't have any sense of that on this fire. That will likely plays out, and that information usually comes out after the fact. You know, we had the slide fire, for example, that was in Oak Creek Canyon several years ago, and that worked up to the top of the rim on the west side, and we had some prescribed burns and thinning projects in that area over the last 5 to 10 years, and those were points that helped us stop the fire from continuing further. So we really didn't know about that until after the fire was out and all was said and done, and then we were looking at the data. But with this one in particular, we're probably not going to know that particularly until this is said and done.
Well, Brady, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome.